So how are you feeling? Yeah. And what's the schedule in terms of recovery for next year?
Yeah, feel good. You know, I feel good. You know, it's a process coming back from something like this. But, you know, I'm also really excited for this team. You know, seeing the team battle through these playoffs, battle, you know, all season long through adversity, injury after injury. You know, I wasn't the only one. You know, we've had lots of guys go down. And just seeing the resiliency of this team, you know, it's just such a tight brotherhood. So I'm feeling great about that. You know, but again, with the injury and everything, rehab's going great, and I'm feeling good with where we're at.
Was it just your ACL that was injured?
Say again?
Was it just your ACL that was injured?
So after we, you know, went in there and everything, it was actually the ACL and the LCL. You know, I'm still feeling confident with it. You know, the rehab's, you know, it's the same type of progression and everything, and you know, it's gone great so far. So yeah, still feeling confident.
Is there a timetable for when you will return?
It's hard to talk about timetables because these are always fluid, you know, fluid injuries, and timetables always adjust depending on where you're at. But, you know, I feel very confident. You know, I truly believe, you know, my goal is to be ready for week one, and I'm gonna push and do everything I can to be ready, and I'm very confident in that.
A lot of people have said you've been still to help it on the sidelines. How can you help?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to do what I can. You know, I'm definitely not trying to overdo anything, but, you know, coming in the mornings with Nick and Nate, I'm really trying to do what Nick and Nate did for me all season, just help them, be with them in the film room, you know, and everything, and talk to guys and say what I see and stuff as well. But, you know, Nick's done a great job. You know, Nick's really taking that leadership role, and so I'm just trying to help support him as best I can.
Carson, does the LCL mean that the recovery time will be significantly slower?
I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, I'm very confident in talking with trainers and everything. The rehab schedule doesn't change a whole lot. So it's just something you got to be careful with. But, you know, I'm feeling very confident with it. And I know, you know, I said it, you know, in my video I posted, you know, right after the injury. You know, I 100% believe I'll be back better than ever, stronger than ever, and with no looking back.
Is that the reason your leg has been still and not bending yet?
Again, I think it's been the same kind of progression through rehab as you without that.
Nick and Frank and Doug have addressed the fact that obviously you're not the quarterback leading this team to the Super Bowl, but they've talked about how excited you are. Yet, is there a prideful thing about not being the guy?
I wouldn't say it's a prideful thing. You know, I would say that, you know, as humans, you know, we all want to be the competitors that we are and be out there on the field. You know, every time the offense runs out of the field on Sundays, it's tough. You know, it hits me a little bit, but then I'm in it, you know, because I love these guys and I'm a part of this team just as much as anybody else. And, you know, I get involved in the game and that kind of all goes away. But, yeah, without a doubt, you know, as humans, there's a part that just feels, you know, it's tough. It's tough to not be out there. And but I love watching these guys, and you know, I couldn't be happier for Nick.
You're gonna go to everything, experience the whole thing.
Without a doubt. Yep.
Did you do this on the contact at the goal line? It's been a long time now, but I'm sure you remember.
Yeah.
Or was it before that? There was speculation that.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I wish I knew. Honestly.
You didn't feel anything before the contact.
It happened so fast. You know, I'd tell you if I knew. I really don't know. And all I remember is just getting up and knowing, you know, it didn't feel right in there. And you know, came out after the drive and got checked out, and obviously, you know, the rest.
How involved are you staying in the game plan week to week, and how much do you talk to Nick during the game?
Yeah, still talk with Nick and Nate, and, you know, I'm trying to be involved as much as I can. You know, obviously, I still have to do my own rehab and workouts and everything as well, so I'm not there for everything, but for the most part, I'm trying to go to practice, trying to do everything I can to help, but yeah, it looks different, obviously, now. I'm trying to do my own rehab and everything and still stay involved.
When you come back, will you approach your position any differently? Will you change the way you play at all?
No.
Question, is it bittersweet at all to see this team accomplishing the goals that you set out to do?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, there's that part of me, that human element that wants to be out there, you know, without a doubt. As a competitor, you know, I kind of set out with that and with this goal in mind to get here, and not only to get here but to win this thing. And obviously it looks different for me, but the team is still plugging along, and I couldn't be happier for
him. On Sunday night you held up the trophy. What's impressed you the most about Nick and the way he's played?
Just the way he stepped in. You know, he's been ready all season long, and obviously it's stepping in a situation like that. You know, that's tough. You know, it's tough. You know, obviously you don't get the reps throughout the year. He didn't really have a preseason either, dealing with the injury and everything. So I've just been more than impressed with how he stepped up, handled it, and just been playing. And last game was unbelievable. Love seeing that.
On Sunday night, you held
coach, up. Like, in a way, like, are you becoming like Coach Carson?
Sure. I don't know.
But I mean, like, you know, what is your goal now?
yeah, you know, I'm trying to be involved in what I can, but I'm definitely not a coach, so I still voice my opinion in small pieces. But like I said, I'm definitely Nick's the guy, and Nick's been voicing his opinion more than anybody, and I'm just trying to help in whatever way I can.
On Sunday night, you held up the trophy, you hugged Nick. What was that moment for you like?
It was great. You know, it was great. I mean, I think just how close Nick and I are, you know, getting to, you know, we embraced each other and spoke some words and everything, and, you know, I'm just so happy for him. So happy for him and this team, but especially a guy like that, going through everything he's went through. You know, obviously, you guys know the story. He almost retired and everything with that, and he just had the faith, and the Lord opened an opportunity here, and now he's starting the Super Bowl. You know, so how cool is that for him? And we're so close. So holding that trophy was really cool, and getting to share with him was really cool.
Carson, who and what has helped you get through, you know, the immediate shock and the aftermath?
Yeah, I mean, my teammates, the fans, you know, everyone's been more than supportive, but my faith in the Lord has been number one. You know, anytime you go through anything in life, for me personally, you know, I just believe the Lord's working for it for good. Making it for good, and I'm just trusting in that, and you know, that's really what's always getting me through, and what's getting me through right now.
How big of a boost was it for you to be able to be back on the sideline for the last couple of years?
It was great. It was driving me crazy to not be on the sideline, just to be around the guys, just to be there, and honestly, and being upstairs watching is just not the same.
Carson, just to follow up on you saying that when you come back, there's no way you want to change your style. Why?
Because I am who I am. I am a man. Injuries happen. Injuries aren't going to change me. You know, guys suffer injuries. Obviously, our team, everyone's an example of that. You know, obviously, guys want to talk about, are you learning to protect yourself? And we debated that and talked about that all season long. And that'll continue to grow and develop. But as far as playing aggressive and being the player that I am, you know, I won't change.
A big message from Zach Ertz when talking about you is that this isn't the last time the organization expects to be here. They think this is the standard. Going forward, are you expecting this to be, I don't want to say annual, but something that happens often?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think we have the culture around here, and I've said it since I got here, we have something special here, you know, without a doubt. And that starts with the ownership and on down. You know, Coach Peterson, ever since he's got here, just establishing that culture and coming in at the same time with him, you know, it's just been cool to kind of just establish that together. And, I think we have a culture and just a brotherhood here that I think we're wired for success for a long time.
Carson, what's your message to the fans that have been just so supportive?
Yeah, well, again, I can't thank them enough. You know, the support. Obviously, before the injury, it was unbelievable, but just the support throughout, like I said, the team, the fans, everybody's just been great, and I can't thank them enough.
Now, you say you're confident about week one, or you're hopeful about week one.
Yep.
Training camp, is that realistic?
Yeah, honestly, we'll see what happens. Okay. We'll see what happens, but, you know, my goal is to be out there week one, and like I said, this, the timetable stuff, I wish I knew just as much as you guys wish you knew. You know, it's just such a fluid process, and we'll just see what happens.
Do you think you'll wear a brace?
We'll see. Honestly, I haven't thought that far.
What went through your mind once you found out it was your knee and a disappointment?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, it was tough. Obviously, I knew the season was over, and for me personally, obviously, but you know, I didn't have. I had to fight those feelings of self-pity for that day, but I got through that pretty quick. And like I said, you know, this team, my teammates, friends and family, the fans, I mean, then my faith in the Lord is really what's gotten me through, and it's been great.
What have you seen the difference in Nick over these, you know, you struggled a little bit towards the end of the season. You obviously now have been on the field. What has been the difference for him?
He's playing confidently, and, you know, getting the reps, I think, has been big. You know, just getting those extra reps throughout the playoff practices and everything. And it's not easy. Like I said, it's not easy to just step in there having no reps throughout the season, missing training camp and everything in the preseason. And just to, you know, this game's such a timing thing. This position's such a timing thing. And so just getting those extra reps, I think you can just see the confidence he has. And he's always been a playmaker. He's always been able to make plays and throw the ball deep. And it's really cool to see him, you know, kind of come into his own on the last couple of weeks. And he's playing unbelievable.
Have you noticed a difference in play calling?
Not really.
After the injury, were there teammates who were looking a little down in the dumps? Did you have to do anything to kind of reassure them and Nick and then the team?
Not really. I think Malcolm addressed it. You know, I was in there in L.A., you know, after the injury. You know, guys kind of had a feeling what it was. And, you know, I thought Malcolm addressed it great. And guys were just like, hey, next man up. That's the mentality we've had all year long. And no one flinched, no one blinked. And, you know, I think the proof's in the pudding right now where we're at and how we've still been winning ball games.
Carson, what would it mean to you if this team would win the Super Bowl?
It would be awesome.